Are you ready to say yes to entrepreneurship? Let's find out.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
What is up, my inbox besties, besties? Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and I am super excited for today's bonusode where we are cracking open the skull of my biz twinsie, Ed Drexel. Now, Ed Drexel is the brilliant mind behind Ed Drexel Creative and the brand new Yes to Entrepreneurship podcast, which of course I linked up to in the show notes, and by one I mean three, so you can listen to it on your podcast player of choice. Because what I really love about Ed's new podcast is that it's where you're just sort of sitting down and having casual conversations with a whole bunch of different business owners that have sort of been there and done that, or they're pivoting in their business. Now, it's not my interviews where there tend to be a lot more like structured and tip-based. It's just sort of like if you piped open a cold beer with a group of fellow entrepreneurs and you're just kind of sitting around talking shop. That is really honestly what Yes to Entrepreneurship is, and I positively love it. So make sure that you go ahead and hit subscribe now. Just hit the cover art, guys. Just go ahead and tap it so that way you can make sure that you get all of the juicy interviews that Ed has cooked up for you. Now, in our episode today, we are going to be talking all about if you are just starting your business, the biggest pitfalls that you're running into, what to do if you don't really have a passion for anything per se, but maybe some sort of a talent, and what to do when you get stuck. So all problems that we face, especially in those first couple of months of entrepreneurship. So that's why I definitely wanted to have Ed on the show, because my people tend to have been at this for a little while before they come to me. So Ed's the kind of guy that you would see first in your journey. Now, before we head into this juicy interview with the one and only Ed Drexel of Yes to Entrepreneurship podcast, I want to let you know about today's sponsor, which is, can you guess, guys? You guessed it. It is our fine friends over at audible.com, where you guys as listeners of Inbox Besties can qualify for a free audiobook, woohoo, and a 30-day free trial of audible.com. Now, guys, I honestly love this thing so much. So at the beginning of the year, I promised myself that I would go on more of like a content diet and I would read one book over and over again. And I have done that for the most part. But what I really loved about Audible is especially putting in those sort of mindset-y type of motivational books. I know I'm laughing at this because it's not something that I usually talk about on the podcast, but I found that in my darkest moments when maybe things aren't going so well, like say on a Tuesday, I had a whole bunch of sales, but then like Wednesday, I made like $5 and you're like, oh, what's the deal? It's so nice to be able to pop in your earbuds and have, you know, the voices of the classics in there, like my Zig Ziglar ones, which is so totally embarrassing that I'm admitting that I own it, but I do. Hi guys, I have it from audible.com. So head on over to katedoster.com/freebook. Go ahead, claim your free audiobook from our friends at Audible and activate your free 30-day trial. And as always, guys, click the cover art because there is a link in the show notes. So without further ado, guys, let's talk to Ed, and I'll be back at the end to wrap up any loose ends.
So as you guys heard, welcome to Ed Drexel. Now, Ed is like my biz twin here because we're like pretty much the same person, yet completely different if you look at our scenarios. Ed being, you know, a fetching young guy over in California and me having the kids over here on the East Coast. But that is quite all right. So Ed, I already let them know that you make technology and entrepreneurship stupid easy and that you have an amazing new podcast launching called Yes to Entrepreneurship. Is there anything else that you want to add or any fun facts that we need to know about Ed?
That I am your go-to guy. Whatever you need, I got it. If I don't, I probably know someone who does.
I love the modesty, Ed. Can you guys tell why we are such good online buddies? So, Ed, I want to really dive into your entrepreneurial journey because you actually talk about entrepreneurship. So it makes a lot of sense. So could you tell us about how you got started in this particular business and any evolutions that it might have had before then? Like, were you the kid that was selling candy and lemonade, or did you just sort of like spring into it later on in life?
I love that you use that example about the selling candy as a kid. I have always been an entrepreneur at heart. I basically started when I was a kid selling soda to the neighborhood kids. So I didn't have the candy. I went straight to the soda.
Oh.
I knew what the kids wanted. They wanted the goods, the sweets, and they already had candy, but nobody was selling soda. So I said, why not sell soda cans? 25 cents, 50 cents a pop. Let's go, you know? So it started there. I mean, it even started before that. That was when I actually sold up my first product, right? But I started entrepreneurship when I was like five, working with my dad on job sites. He was a handyman. So the minute I could pick up a hammer and fill up a bucket full of broken tiles and carry it out, I mean, that's when I started working and haven't stopped since.
And are also addicted to lots of businesses. We can't help ourselves, but it's just fun. So even though entrepreneurship is just in your blood, like you said, you've been doing it since you were five, you were helping your dad, you were selling the sodas. What's something that you struggled with early on in your business? And what's even something now today that you struggle with? Because it's not all sunshine and rainbows, guys.
No, it's not. And you know, funny thing is that even though it's been in my blood, I've worked for a lot of small businesses and I've worked for some larger corporations and companies. And that's all while still being that creative mind and still wanting to create something more for myself, but also for the people around me and being able to do something that I love that changes somebody's world, whether it's one person or 100 people, it doesn't matter. It's just the fact that I'm doing something that helps others. And so being able to work the multiple jobs in order to fund the business of my dreams is fine with me. I've been given this time right now to do entrepreneurship again. This is my second time around. I had my first business while finishing up college and working two part-time jobs where I created a magazine. I ran it for 2 years. I went against what everyone was saying. You know, everyone told me, don't do print. You got to do digital because everything's online. Print's going dead. And I knew that, but to me, anybody could create a digital magazine. I wanted to create something special that gave me the experience and the knowledge of the entire situation, the whole experience. So I did. I printed two magazines and I created four issues, all of which are now online. And from there, I just continued to grow. And what I probably would say I've struggled with and I continue to struggle with, because it's just something that you constantly are working on and it evolves with you, is the marketing side of things. Because as a creator, I have no problem creating. I can create all day long. I create in my sleep. I mean, I joke, but I'm somewhat serious that ad agencies need to know about me and put a retainer on me because I have what they need. And like, they could get some serious good info from me. And so the creation part is not the problem. And putting it out there is not the problem. Because I know marketing. I mean, I have a sales and marketing certificate. I have that background. But when it comes to doing the marketing for yourself and your products, it's completely different than doing it for somebody else. It's so much easier to do it for somebody else. But when you're in the mix and you're doing it for yourself, it is so hard to do. And that's one thing that I should be outsourcing and I should be bringing someone else to take care of that. I'm not there yet with my current business. And things have clicked a lot more the second time around. And I have great experience from the first time, which I have no regrets. Everything I do, I don't have regrets. It's always taking
me to that attitude.
Yeah. It's always taking me to the next level. And I don't consider a quote failure as a failure. I consider that as an opportunity. And it's what we look at. It's when we look at those opportunities and see, how can we make that different? How can we improve that for the next round? And know that if it didn't work out, it's okay. It got you to the next level, and it got you to the next space in order to proceed and get more out of whatever you're doing now. And that's where I'm at with my business, is being able to move forward with, yes, entrepreneurship. You know, again, going back to the marketing part, it's still complicated, because when I first started my business, everything's under Ed Truxell Creative. That's my powerhouse. And that's the big vision, is that's the creation, you know, that's where everything takes place. Mm-hmm. And then you have all these businesses underneath it. However, marketing wise is a mess, right? I'm straightening it out, but it's a mess, because, you know, people are like, well, okay, so Ed Truxell Creative, that's you. And then I have Yes to Entrepreneurship, which is my main business for consulting, for helping businesses, for helping entrepreneurs get started, and helping small businesses, because they can always use help. And so that's starting to get clear there. But then I also have Stupid Easy, and that's a whole nother business in itself. And so I'm just one person with these multiple businesses, which is great. But when you come to the marketing aspect and you're trying to market this to those individuals in those target markets, it's very, very hard when it's just you.
And definitely. So I think that Ed really laid out some golden nuggets. And the first thing that I want to pull out is just for all of my people that are currently those little guys that are doing this as a side gig. And if you notice, as Ed said, he worked other jobs to help fund his business. And I think that too many people out there, especially everyone in my online marketing space, just tells you, oh, just jump, 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 the bridge will show up. For a lot of us, even if we don't have families, I think that's a lot of unnecessary pressure. So if you are still in that job, don't feel bad at all. Like, just think of it as another revenue source. Because we always talk about a lot in this show how you need to have not all your eggs in one basket. So just sort of keep that in mind. And the other thing that I loved is, besides being super creative, is really just admitting that you do have a problem with marketing, because a lot of people, they do. And your situation is unique because, like you said, you have your overall brand, and then you have the Stupid Easy, which does technology, and then Yes to Entrepreneurship, which does that. So that's something for everyone out there who's like, oh, I've got, you know, multiple audiences and multiple niches. Like, how do I do this? That's one of those where you just sit down one day with a giant sketch pad from the store and you just map out every single branch and then just tackle one at a time, especially if you're not ready to outsource, or if you're kind of like Kate and Ed, where you could outsource, but you still have like a white knuckle grip on your business because you love it and you're a hustler. So that's just what you do. You just do.
Oh, so. Yeah. I will say, you know, mapping it out is huge. And I actually, I use pen and paper to do that. And I use my whiteboard. I actually am a huge fan of mind maps. And so I have an app on my phone called Simple Mind Plus. And that actually allows you to go ahead and map those things out. And so that makes sense to me, because I know what my end goal is for each business. And I know what goes under each one. So I have to see that in a visual tree, and that app helps me a lot. So and I believe that's a free app. There is a paid version of it if you need to do some other stuff, but it's free.
I love that. And there's going to be a link to it in the show notes. That's actually my favorite mind mapping software, and I talk about it a lot. So nice. not too shocked there. So let's go ahead. Now that we've heard about your entrepreneurial journey, which thank you very much for sharing about, I personally think that you can judge a lot about a person by what's collecting dust on their bookshelf. So I know that you are an audio guy like myself. You know, we like to do both as well, but what's the latest thing that you've been listening to, or something that's made a big impact for you in the last couple of months?
Yeah. So this is a loaded question, because I never used to like reading books. I like the idea of them, but I could not read a whole book. I would always fall asleep. So I had issues with that up until I started my business. And now I can't stop reading. So I have a ton of books. In fact, I even created a library, a digital library, to keep track of them all, because they're so good, all these books that I'm finding. And then I just started getting really into the audio version of these books because, you know, I like the old school physical book where you can, you know, turn the pages and stuff. But I will say that it is nice to have the audio book because then I can keep things moving while reading and it's not putting me to sleep. So that being said, I'm currently in the middle of the Elon Musk book, which is really interesting. And there is, I've been catching myself saying, wow, that kind of sounds like me. That's me. And like, it's just really, really weird because there are a lot of comparisons where I'm like, okay, that's me right there. So it's just a very interesting book. I don't know how many people love him or hate him or not so into him, whatever it is, but I just happened to get the book the other day and I've been really impressed with it.
Nice. We will have a link to that in the show notes in case you guys are also interested in reading about Elon Musk. Elon Musk, for anyone who doesn't know, he was one of the founders of PayPal, correct? And definitely does Tesla. He's trying to get into outer space. The man's the super creative. So we'll definitely put that in a link in the show notes. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, yes, entrepreneurship and really what you feel that you were called to do, and that is help people build effective online businesses. So what would you say if somebody is just like, Ed, one of your friends, I really want to start an online business. Like, where do I start? Like the most super loaded-est question ever. And you can break it down to like maybe like two or three like action steps of where you think they should start.
Oh my gosh, this is the best. This is where I get super excited because I will just like go full in with you on this. And so I'm your biggest cheerleader when this question comes up.
His whole face lit up, everyone. I know you can't see it, but this is how you know it's Ed's zone of geekdom. Like everything just changed.
Yes. In fact, I have a couple friends, one who actually just quit her 9-to-5 and is playing around with entrepreneurship. So I'm very excited to be helping her with this. And I always start with pen and paper, write down what you're good at and what you like to do versus what you can do. Because there's a big difference in terms of, yes, you can do a lot of things, but what do you really like to do? What's gives you that glow? What gives you that passion, that drive? Because if you don't have that, you shouldn't be an entrepreneur, because you have to have that passion and drive behind you, because it is a long journey and it is not clock in and clock out like a 9-to-5. So you really have to be passionate about it. And that may change over time. That's okay. But you can't just wake up and say, I'm going to be an entrepreneur today and let's make a pen that erases, you know, like, I mean, obviously if that's your passion, great. And you'll be all into it. But if that's not your passion, you're going to get bored quick and then you're going to waste time and money.
Which is never a good thing. So I really like that as well, of just like finding that. So I always call it like the zone of geekdom. As you guys know on the podcast that you could just talk about for a million bajillion hours, very scientific, you can just go on and on and on about. So somebody met up, they had one of your one-on-one sessions with you. You guys nailed down like what their passion area is. What would be the next step after that?
Then we start actually filtering it out. So we take a look at those separate lists. I try to keep them separate, you know, and then we start filtering out, you know, okay, what are the top three things that you're passionate about that you like to do? Or what are the, if they're not quite sure, what are people talking to you about? Like, what are they saying? You're so good at XYZ. Like you should be doing XYZ. You know, like a friend of mine, she makes amazing homemade cookies. They're so good. And everyone's like, where can I get these? When can I buy these? And I'm like, you need to start selling these. So we're working on her getting into that mindset of, oh, I can actually make a little something off of these cookies, which I love to make and people enjoy. So it's really starting to filter through that and then really start putting things into place slowly. It's part of that BSQ method that it's think big, act small, move quickly.
Mm-hmm. So when someone's been at this for a while, one of your clients, and I don't even know if you still even take one-on-one work, but if you do, we'll drop a link in the show notes. You can let us know. What do you say when people, like, they've been at it maybe for, I like to say, like, 3 to 6 months, and they've been working at this, and they've been hustling, and they've been giving it them all, and they're not seeing the results that they think they should be getting, or they start getting, like, the wandering eye, and they're seeing everyone else in Facebook land have all these giant launches and get, like, all this traffic, and you're like, dude, like, this person started 4 months after me, and they're so far ahead of me, like, what gives? What would you say to somebody in that position?
You know, that's a perfect scenario, because that just came up with a client of mine where they were trying to start their website, which is great. I love that. I love that they were willing to do a website and that they wanted to bring it on to the online world. The problem was, is that they're at stage one thinking about creating their website, and they're using my website as an example, which is great. I tell everyone to use my website as an example to kind of give you ideas and just to see how the buttons are placed, how clean it is, and all of that. But what was going on was she was playing that comparison game that we all are guilty of playing. And that's
what we, now.
Yeah, that's what we have to remember, is that you're going to play the comparison game, but you have to remember to limit your time on it, because she was comparing her stage one with just getting the theme installed on her website to my stage 10 of a website that has been in the works for well over 2 years. I mean, it's nothing like my website when I started. And I had to remind her, because she was feeling overwhelmed, and I had to remind her, let's take a step back and let me ask you, what is it that you're looking for? And that is what really helped her, because I explained to her, you can't compare your stage one with my stage 10. This has been in the making for over 2 years. And I want to know, what are you specifically looking for so that I can help you get to that next stage? And just by doing that and being the person to bring her back down to where she needs to be helped so much. She gained so much clarity at that point. You know, it seems so simple, but it's so hard when you're in those actions, those motions. You need people around you to be able to say, wait, what exactly are you trying to do? Because we're naturally so ahead of the game. We try to be move on to the next stage, and we don't stop and reflect on what we're doing or what we've done. We just keep going forward.
So true. So I always tell this to my clients as well, especially when they have like website envy. I'm sure you tell this to your clients as well. And that is to always go back to the waybackmachine.com. And I'm going to have a link to it in the show notes. And I want you to type in some of those big influencers, or even if you're like, for some reason, think my website is nice, and definitely ads when you go and check it out over at Yes at Entrepreneurship. Like, it is lovely. And just see what he started with. Just type in the URL for Ed Drexel Creative, because that was the first version of it. And you'll be like, oh, well, that was kind of ugly too. And then you won't feel bad at all. So that's what I always tell people, is to go back to the Wayback Machine when they're not feeling so well. So yeah, we are going to start talking about your inbox community, as I like to call it, as opposed to email list. But first, I want you to tell us a little bit about Yes to Entrepreneurship. So tell us about the podcast. And of course, there is a direct link to it in the show notes as well, guys. So just go ahead and click on the cover art right now. And after you're done with this episode, of course, you can go ahead and subscribe to Yes to Entrepreneurship. You might see a familiar voice on one of those episodes. Who knows, everybody? Ooh, spoiler alert. So tell us about Yes to Entrepreneurship, who it's for, what it's going to accomplish, and just the generalness of the show.
Yeah, definitely. So Yes to Entrepreneurship is a whole brand in itself. And so the podcast is just a small piece to kick it off, where I get to have these conversations with fellow entrepreneurs that I'm having all the time. I mean, that's what I love about what I do, is I get to hang out with people. You know, in my one-on-one sessions, I don't look at them as, you know, necessarily I'm telling you exactly what you need to do and then you go out and do it. It's a hangout. You get to learn from me. I get to learn from you. And we work together. It's that teamwork equals success that I always tell people. And so with the podcast, what I'm doing is I'm allowing listeners to eavesdrop in on the conversations that I'm having with fellow entrepreneurs. So I tell people, imagine you're at a coffee shop and you overhear the people next to you talking about business and you start listening in. And that's what the podcast is about. I'm interviewing, which I refer to as meeting up with guests who are entrepreneurs, whether they're just starting out, they've been running their business for a couple months, a couple years, several years. It doesn't matter. What matters is their journey and the story that they tell. And I do it so in a way that is so natural and just the regular conversation, because let's face it, that's what it's all about, is the conversation. Whether you're on online marketing, sales, trying to get people to engage on your Facebook, whatever it is, it all starts with that conversation. And so that's what the podcast is about.
So true. So besides the Kate Doster episode, which we know is going to be possibly the most downloaded one, I'm just saying, Inbox Bestie is to go make it the most downloaded one ever when it's available. What is one of the other interviews? I know that you're so nice that you would never pick like your favorite, but what is one that you really do think that people should be listening to?
You know, like you said, it's a tough question, not necessarily because I don't want favorites, but here's the thing. When it comes to the interview, like every time before I get on a call and before I meet the person, even if it's somebody I know, like with you, it's funny because I get nervous. I don't know why, but I always get nervous. And, you know, like I said, it's just a natural conversation. So it's not really an interview style. And so I get nervous, but then I go through and I listen to the podcast episode after it's done. And I realize each one is amazing. Like I just get blown away by how the conversation went and what has come up. And, you know, I have to say one of my good friends, I just did a recording with her, and that one's special because it's somebody I've known for so long, and I've been a part of their business that I got an even more deeper look into what she's done over the years to make her business work and what she sacrificed in order to make it work for everyone involved. And so each episode is really good and brings something unique to the table. But this one, I think it's extra special because she's been doing it for a long time and yet she still can relate and expose anybody, newbies and more seasoned entrepreneurs, right, to the things that we go through.
And which episode is that? So you can put it in the show notes for you guys.
That one is going to be...
just the person's name.
Oh, yeah. That one's going to be Bernadette Alverio.
Bernadette Alverio, everybody. Yeah. So in case if it is not live yet, when you're listening to this, who knows, that is one that you definitely want to look out for. So I know that I will be as well. So we'll make a little note in the show notes. It might not link to anywhere, but we'll make a little note in the show notes as well. So since this is Inbox Besties, we have to talk about your inbox journey, obviously. So I would like to tell everyone that the internet has a delete button, which means we've all had freebies that have flopped. So lead magnets that just did not go anywhere. So I would love to hear about which lead magnet you've had the most success with and which one you were like, this is great. And then it was just like crickets.
So as we know, marketing is the opportunity for me as well as a lot of people. And that includes email marketing. So with the email marketing, I have created many freebies.
Same. Freebies.
And I will be honest, when it comes to this whole freebie promotion, trying to get people on your list, it's complicated. And I like to make things stupid easy, and it's not really that stupid easy for me. So for me, it's always been a struggle. And there's been guides where, you know, I have one that when I first started, I think it didn't do well because of the fact that the website wasn't catered to it. So it's the 7 steps on how to start a business, I believe. And of course, when I had it on Ed Truxell Creative, that was like, that's everything on that site. So it wasn't just geared towards entrepreneurs or, you know, small business owners or whatever. So that really helps when you niche it down and really cater to them. And so I am going to bring that back to the Yes Entrepreneurship website. I haven't installed it yet at this point, but it's something that I'm working on, because right now I just give people free access to my resource library, which has, you know, guides and templates that they can download to help them in their business, whether they're just starting out or they've been in business for a while. And then they get my weekly Techie Tuesday, which kind of basically gives you a tip and a quote and a resource to go off of that helps you with business and technology. That has been the most successful, is providing the resource library, because that way it's just one spot where I get to drop the good information and people can get it when they want it.
See, now guys, if you have been listening to Inbox Besties, which I know you have, and you're going to hit rewind to, I believe it was episode number 10, where we talk about the five formats of freebies that just fly off the digi shelves, a resource library is definitely one of those. So technically I would be that sexy librarian that we talked about back in episode number 10 for resource library. And what I really want to pull out from there is, like Ed said, his freebie wasn't congruent with what his website was particularly about. And that is one of the biggest mistakes that I find, especially with bloggers, no offense, my bloggers, when they are starting out, is they just put something out that they think will be popular. But if it does not relate to anything that you're going to sell to in the future, you're going to be gathering a group of people that aren't interested, and it's going to be so hard. The thing that I love about Ed, and I have been on his list since, I think actually it was that freebie as well, for the Building Your Business one, is that regardless of the size of his inbox community, I don't know what it is now, he emails every single Tuesday. So like if it's Wednesday and I have not heard from Ed, I'll be able to message him and be like, are you okay? Did your email service provider die? Like, what's going on? The man is super, super, super reliable. And that is key, whether you have two people on your list and one of them is you, or if you have 5,000 people on your list or beyond, always being consistent. I know Ed's coming on Tuesday. If he's not there, I look for it.
And that's a big one too. You know, that I will admit there's been a couple times where I've missed that, and I feel bad when I do that. And that could be for whatever reason, whether there wasn't, you know, whether I didn't get a time to draft it, or, you know, I have an assistant who helps out with proofing, maybe we didn't get that in on time. And so I feel bad. And so I do make that up and let people know on a Wednesday, if that's possible. But for the most part, it always comes out on a Tuesday. So don't like beat yourself up too much if you do end up missing, but try to be on a regular, consistent basis, because people do keep an eye out for you.
It's true. You will get those messages, guys. And even if you have not yet, you will, and just start emailing. So even if it's been a while to your list, just be like, hey guys, I'm going to start emailing you every Thursday. I know it's been forever. Of course, in the show notes, we'll have a link to today's sponsor as well, which is of course the weekly email newsletter planner, where you don't have to worry about what to send your list until 2019. You can just batch these suckers out. It will be there. There's a link as always in the show notes. And you guys get a special discount because you're my inbox bestie. So head on over to katedoster.com/podcast planner. All one word, the link is in the show notes. So get your hands on that guide. So Ed, as we are wrapping up, what is one piece of advice, I know it's going to be so hard, but what is one piece of advice that you would say to someone who's trying to build a business in the wild, wild west that is the interwebs?
Take your time and do the research. That is the most important thing anybody can do, is really take your time and research out whatever you're trying to do. It's going to feel like you're 10 steps behind everyone else. You're going to be mad because you want to be up to par with, you know, so-and-so who's already putting out their course and is already having this fantastic launch. Remind yourself that that's not where you're at, and that you'll get there if you make the time to do your research and to really take that time to filter things out, because it's tough. And if you don't research enough, then you might be 10 steps behind forever. And you really need to do that research, because that puts you technically 10 steps ahead of the competition because you have a better idea of who you're marketing to and what they want.
That is so unbelievably true. So how can people get more Ed into their lives? Where can we find you online? Where can we get our access to that library, of course, of templates and eBooks, the whole shebang line? How can we get more Ed into our lives?
Yes, everyone needs Ed. So if you go to yestoentrepreneurship.com, it has everything there for you. And I'm always open to feedback, you know, if you have suggestions on what to put in there, all of that. But when you go over to the website, you can check out the blog. Almost every blog post has a sign-up form. It's at the bottom of usually every page just so that it's present. And yeah, you pop in your email address and I'll send you a weekly email and you guys get to hang out with me every week.
That is awesome. And of course, we have a link to Ed's brand new podcast, Yes to Entrepreneurship. There's a link in the show notes. Make sure that you give it a subscribe and a review. And don't forget to say that you came from Inbox Besties, because that would just be fantastic. All of my besties going and support Ed as well. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today in our ear holes and helping us build a better inbox community. Bye, Ed.
Thank you.
What an amazing interview, right, guys? So I just wanted to thank Ed again for stepping by and let you guys know to please head on over to yestoentrepreneurship.com, where it has a whole bunch of free goodies for you. But really, I just wanted to just recap some really key points that I love that Ed said. And Ed admitted to himself, even though he's always been a natural born salesperson and a hustler and just somebody who has a really strong worth ethic, he does still struggle with marketing himself, especially because he does have so many businesses. So if you're those person who is super passionate and you've got a lot of irons in the fire, it's really important that you actually sit down and plan your marketing and promotion calendar for each business. Now, if you happen to be a solo entrepreneur and you haven't brought anyone on to take up marketing, I mean, Ed does have his VA and I think other team members that he hires at random, is that you need to have dedicated times that you're going to be working on every single business. Now, obviously the dream of dreams is to have everything, quote, run on autopilot and have it be super passive, but there are certain maintenance things that you are going to do. But make sure that you have a plan to bring all of your tiny businesses into your big mission. And if you are just getting started in this entrepreneurial journey, like Aid said, you want to see where your passions lie, what you're good at and you have some type of results, and how you can actually help people. And another part, and this goes back to the very, very beginning, which I absolutely love, and I want to tie into that whole what are you great at thing, is noticing where there's holes in the marketplace and how you can fit in. So Ed, for example, said that there was a lot of friends that were selling candies and all of that sort of stuff. So Ed went with soda. It's all about knowing what your people want and supplying what they're not getting. Now, I know if you're like, oh my God, but like a million people talk about my thing, you have to realize that they won't actually say it or be able to deliver content in the way that you can, because everyone has their own unique personality and experience. So when you guys are disproportionately passionate about helping a group of people and about the topic that you talk and preach about, it is just seriously, the sky is the limit as long as you can keep yourself focused. Now, that is all for today's bonus episode, and I look forward to be popping in your ear holes next week.